introduction to Masechet Pe'ah, as well as the rest of Matanot Aniyim, gifts to the poor, that are going to be discussed in this Masechet and throughout the rest of Seder Zeraim. So as we finish Masechet Berachot dealt with Berachot, prayer, Kiryat Shema, Birkat Hamazon, and other familiar items to us. We're transitioning to a section of Torah that we may not be so familiar with, that may not be so applicable to our daily life, but that is so fundamental to who we are as Jewish people, which is the laws of Mitzvot HaTeliyot Ba'aretz, commands that are connected to the land. We're starting off with Masechet Pe'ah. Pe'ah is talking about different types of Matanot Aniyim, which we'll get into with a brief introduction right now. Matanot Aniyim, gifts to the poor, first of all, Mideoraita, on a Torah level, only applies in Eretz Yisrael, only when one is within the boundaries of Israel, biblical Israel proper, do these laws apply. But in terms of the Chutz La'aretz, everywhere outside the land of Israel, there's machloket exactly where it takes place. According to some opinions, it only applies in sections of land close, samuch, to Eretz Yisrael. Others would say, no, it applies really in the entire galut, in the entire Chutz La'aretz. These laws, though, practically are not really practiced right now, because even in the land of Israel, because people don't really go and take. The rabbis learn out that it has to be that the aniyim, you're leaving them, you're leaving all of these gifts to the poor in the field for the sake of the aniyim, for the poor people to take, not for the sake of the orvim, not for the sake of the birds to come down and eat them. So if nowadays they're not going to come and take the poor, there's no purpose in leaving many of these matarot aniyim. The rabbis also say that it has to be davka, specifically aniyei Yisrael, poor from the Jewish people. And if you're living in a time or in a place where there's no poor Jewish people who would come take it, we don't leave it for others to come take. That's the basics of Matanot Aniyim. There are three types of basic Matanot Aniyim. Number one, there is Pe'ah. Pe'ah, which I'm going to leave a few Pisukim here in this chat that we have on WhatsApp that are going to show you where the Pisukim are in the Torah. We have in Parashat Kedoshim, Pe'ah and Leket are discussed. Pe'ah is that one needs, it's considered to be the end. When you reap the harvest of your land, you shall not complete your reaping to the end of the field. That means, as you're cutting everything, you need to leave a certain portion of the field unharvested, that the poor could come and detach from the land on their own. There's a machloket we'll have in the Mishnayot that will follow. Is this literally, does it have to be the pe'ah, the end, or could it be anywhere in my field? That's the first machloket that we'll have in our masechet. The Gemara, the Mishnah will also discuss, what is the proper measurement for pe'ah? How much do I have to leave? On a Torah level, if I leave anything, I fulfilled my obligation. But Hachamim Chazal set a minimum amount of 1/60th that one has to leave behind. And if you already harvested the entire field and you forgot to leave pe'ah, one needs to give pe'ah on whatever is left over. That's number one. Number two is leket. Leket, gleanings. From the same pisukim over here in Parashat Kedoshim. Veleket kitzirecha lo telaket. You're not allowed to pick up the gleanings that one let fall onto the ground. La'aniv la'ager, ve'lager ta'azov otam. One has to leave them for the poor and for the stranger. And that's saying if one dropped a few stalks of wheat, he's obligated to leave them over for the poor. That's specifically one or two stalks of wheat that fell. But if three or more stalks of wheat fell while one cut of the sickle was happening by the owner, he can pick up three or four or more than that stalks if it fell. Shekha is the third type of matana that we leave for the poor, which is forgotten produce. This is after it was all cut. Number one, if a person had bundles that were already cut and he forgot those bundles in the field, he can't go back out and get them. Or we learn out from the Pisukim that if certain crops were left over, uncut even, a person, owner of that field, is obligated to leave them over for the poor people. And that also, same law as leket, that only applies if one or two bundles were left. But if three or more bundles were left, one is allowed to go retrieve them. There are specific matanot aniyim that apply to a vineyard when it comes to grapes. Number one, peret. Peret is very similar to leket. It's the vineyard's form with grapes of leket, where if a person dropped one or two grapes, he needs to leave them. But if three or four grapes were dropped, a person is allowed to go pick up those grapes and bring them back with the rest of the harvest. And olelot. Olelot are clusters that didn't develop properly. They didn't mature like the rest of the grapes of the field. And olel is a Hebrew word for a child. They can't be compared to a mature, older grape that developed properly. This grape is still a child. These also have to be left behind. We'll also quickly review the cycle of Ma'aser, how Ma'aser worked in the times when we had Kohanim. First off, one would have the regular Terumah. Terumah would be 1/50th of one's harvest has to go to the Kohen. He has to give off 1/50th to the Kohen. That's called Terumah. Secondly, we have something called Ma'aser Rishon. Ma'aser Rishon, which is 1/10th of the remainder after he gave Terumah. 1/10th of the remainder, Ma'aser Rishon, has to be given to the Levi. Has to be given to the Levi. The Levi who receives the Ma'aser Rishon has to now give Terumat Ma'aser, which is he has to give 1/10th of what he received to a Kohen. The Levi has to give 1/10th of what he received to the Kohen. That's called Terumat Ma'aser. And lastly, the third item that a person has to give depends on the year. Depends on what cycle, what year is happening in the Shemitah cycle. If it's years 1, 2, 4, 5 of a Shemitah cycle, a person has to give Ma'aser Sheni. Ma'aser Sheni. He takes 1/10th of the remainder of what he has from his crops, and he has to go transport that to Jerusalem and eat it in Jerusalem. There are exceptions to the rule, which we're not going to get into right now. If it's too much for the person to bring everything to Jerusalem, he can't fit it in a wagon, it's complex to do that. He's allowed to podeh. He can redeem the fruits that he has in his home, in his home city. Takes that money, and then takes that money to Jerusalem, and spends that money in Jerusalem. That is called Ma'aser Sheni. 1, 2, 4, and 5 during the years of Shemitah. If it's a different year, if it's year 3 or 6 of Shemitah, a person does something called Ma'aser Ani. He takes that same 10% after harvest, and he distributes it to the poor. And that's what he does, and that's the cycle of Ma'asrot, Terumotu Ma'asrot, that a person does. If he doesn't do this, a person is not allowed to eat from his crops. It's prohibited to eat from your crops until you fulfill this entire cycle. That's the basic introduction we have to the Mishnayot of Pe'ah. I will hopefully put a few different things on the chat, Pesukim, and maybe a chart to summarize what we just discussed. I think it's important to review this, and I apologize for the longer recording today. Review this in order to get the fundamentals, the basics down before one enters this world of Zira'im, this world of Mitzvot HaTiliyot Ba'aretz. Bezrat Hashem, we're going to have a beautiful limud together. Stick with it. It's not going to be sometimes so easy. It may not always be applicable, but this is the Torah of Hashem. The Torah of Hashem is something that we need to learn from and understand from. And as we learn these laws, we should try and feel connected to the land of Israel, our homeland, which we see much of the Torah discusses. And Bezrat Hashem will all be able to be back there and celebrate and observe these mitzvot as they were created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'imhirah b'yameinu, with the coming of Mashiach. Amen.